All right, good afternoon. This is Commissioner Brooks. Joining me by phone is Chairman Holton. It is 3:28 on the 17th of June, and we have our final 2027 budget workshop for the day with the Canyon County Soil Conservation District. So welcome. I'll let you guys introduce yourself and you give your presentation.
Great. I'm Clay Erskine. I farm in the Sunny Slope area with Peaceful Valley Farm, and I've been on the commission. Currently, I'm the chairman of the Soil Commission. I've been on the commission, I believe, 6 or 7 years now.
Okay, welcome. Yeah, thank you.
All right, I'm Tyson Meeks. I farm out in the Middleton area. I've been on the conservation board here for going on my second year now, so learning lots and happy to be here.
Welcome.
Chris Gross, farm out in Wilder. Been on the board for 3 years now.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Okay, we can get started. Basically, we just want to run through a little bit on the purpose of what we're doing. We have various watersheds that we are looking at in terms of helping us with soil conservation improvements as well as water infiltrations. So some of the things that we look at is trying to prevent the dust bowls that everybody sees during the windy days. And then with this, we have three drills that we operate, everything from a 15-footer to a 6-footer that gets into the orchards. This helps us to do cover crops and things like that that will prohibit the dust blowing, and then also gives us a little bit better, more soil observation. So this is just an example. This is a radish mustard that is planted as a biofumigant to help with verticillium nematode control. And basically, you just go through, you mow it down, and then that gets tilled right back into the soil, and it serves as a sort of a green manure of sorts. Another initiative that we try to put in the forefront is water quality. The Congress put together the Clean Water Act, and we have access to some of this grant money that allows us to clean up water supplies and be ensure that as things are coming off of the irrigation and the farming systems, like you can see the waterways here in terms of the color of the water, it's not your crystal blue beach looking water. It's got a little bit of sediment in it. And so some of the projects we will do is try to alleviate some of the runoff that's happening with that. One of the projects we have in a long-term standing is a sediment collection pond. And in this pond, we are able to harvest 5,000 pounds of phosphate a year to keep it out of the Boise River and the Snake River. So it's just a nice little visual on what that looks like and what we're able to pull out. We also do a lot of, we try as much as possible to help farmers work with converting to ground or gravity irrigation into pivots or drip systems. There's quite a bit of federal grant money and state grant money that's available to help farmers that are wanting to do that. We partner with several entities. The Lower Boise Watershed Council is kind of its own little unique piece that brings in ideas that maybe are a little bit more of early adapters of trying to make some changes in the farming community. The Idaho Freshwater Trust is a private agency that is coordinating right now, specifically looking at the Boise River and trying to keep the sediment out of that location. And then federal funding, the EQIP portion of it is also available to us. And then we have the state funding for the WACPA as long as it reaches the government's the governor's budget. Those are some collaborative projects that we do. We coordinate with several entities. We are really somewhat of a resource from terms of technical support to everything from the 1-acre farmer that is trying to set up their dream farm and wants to know about irrigation and how to take care of their land, up to the farmers that are running maybe 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 acres on pivots and other multi-species crops. That's a little bit of quick overview of who we are. Tyson, you want to add?
Yeah, mainly it seems in my brief tenure here on this position, I mean, really the goal of this outfit is to provide the dollars and the technical assistance to bring hundreds of thousands of dollars from these state grants, federal grants, wherever the source is, back to the farmland in this county. And it really provides a backbone and something that farmers can use to kind of drag their irrigation practices out of the 1970s and bring them into something that could last, you know, and improve their farm moving forward. So we feel that's a real key component to what we do.
And we have a great resource with Stan, our employee, the engineer that kind of does all of these kind of water conversion projects.
Okay.
He's really good at working with these other agencies and bringing together monies to fund projects that might not get funded through just NRCS or just Idaho Power. We can group it together, and the district acts as a conduit for all of those projects to work together.
So is that how the funding is used from Canyon County, or do you specifically use it to leverage it in some other way?
We use it in our general fund to pay for our employee to run these projects.
Okay.
And to leverage those other projects in the whole system. So the help that the financial support that we get from the county is very, very helpful in getting all of this to working together and okay. being able to fund that position for Stan.
Okay.
As a board, we are strictly a volunteer board. We do have Stan as one full-time employee, and then we have a part-time admin person to help with coordination. But for the most part, our main focus and the person who helps us collaborate all of this is Stan Hay.
Okay, and so just the one employee then?
1.5.
Okay. Okay. Let's see. And the request this year is $30,000, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Did you have anything else you wanted to go over? I know you sent over I think it was a pretty large, lengthy document, I thought. Maybe not. Maybe that was the last one.
Yeah, I think our application was pretty simplistic that came to you.
Okay.
I don't think our five-year plan was attached to that. If it is, that would be the lengthy document. But for the most part, I don't believe we sent any attachments.
Okay. And I see the letters of support here from the other entities that you guys work with. So I told Commissioner Holton that I wasn't going to ask him much, but Commissioner, did you have any questions?
No, I don't. I reviewed all the documents that were in the file, and they're very well presented. I think that we should probably just take this in under advisement and see if we can be able to entertain the additional $5,000 increase for this year, and if not, negotiate or come back with an answer for them. But let's take this in under advisement at this point, and I appreciate all the work and the documentation that's been provided.
Yeah, I would agree. Thank you. Did you have anything else that you would like to put on the record? I feel bad that we made you come from wherever you just came from for, you know, a 10 or 15 minute meeting.
No, we just appreciate your time. Yeah. I mean, yeah. And the service that you guys do, I think that's... No, we do appreciate and want to thank you for that.
Well, I appreciate what you guys are doing. We have a settling pond adjacent to where I live. And over the past 5 years, I can definitely tell that there is a different irrigator and a different irrigation practice going on, because one end of that settling pond is definitely filling up and is going to have to be dredged out. You know, the ditch used to be able to besides spraying, you used to be able to get a couple of years between really having to clean it out, and now it's excavator time to really clean that out. Like, they're just, you know, a couple of the fields get 110 inches of water. It's gravity fed. Yeah. They had corn on there, and it's, you know, apparently, let's see how fast we can get water to the end without, you know, really trying to soak it across. So, and not send all the topsoil with it. And that's kind of where we're at right now. So I appreciate what you guys are doing and trying to educate some of the folks. I live right on the county line. So one of the fields is in Ada, and the other one is adjacent, you know, across the street from us in Canyon. And there's actually, there's probably five or six different parcels that drain down that ditch. And, you know, I've lived there for over 30 years, and just the last five or six, you can definitely tell different practices are going on, and they could really benefit from something like this.
Yeah, and there's a lot of movement with NRCS to improve soil health, and that's the main driver of that sediment loss is soil health, because once the structure of the soil is gone from tillage and monocrops and not cover cropping, then that's why the sediment is flowing so much off of the field. So NRCS is really pushing soil health practices, and then in conjunction with our no-till drills, being able to go out and not having to till as much, hopefully that makes a big difference in the county of just reducing that sediment load.
Does the district give guidance to individuals for crop rotation, like how they should? Say you've got a field of alfalfa and you want to go to something else, like do you no-till drill into old alfalfa, or, you know, do you have to plow that up and then deal with the consequences after that? I mean, is that something that's...
We work in conjunction with NRCS, because a lot of farmers will go in and say, like, I have a problem, can you help me at NRCS? And then they'll get them hooked up with like an EQIP grant to try some cover cropping or some different crop rotations.
Okay.
And then they'll hook us up with us to use one of our drills to try different practices.
Okay.
And I think that's the hard part about farming, is that it's such low margins and it's hard to try something new. And so you almost need that support system of the federal grants to try something new, like throwing a cover crop, multi-species cover crop, or changing your rotation in any way, because everybody's so scared of losing profitability.
Sure. Okay.
A lot of the advice coming to farmers is coming from your field men, from the chemical companies, and fertilizer companies both, and they are slowly converting over to more maybe non-traditional, less conventional tillage and practices. But it is definitely a slow conversion. The Midwest has got it down. They're all on pivots, they're dry land, they don't have near the complications that we do. But when, depending on what you're following in terms of seed size, so if you're going from corn to maybe a beet seed, you have to work that ground to get that better seed contact for the chance for it to germinate correctly. So I think there is a lot to be said about crop rotations and how you go about it, and maybe building the soil up then to get into something that is going to be more taxing on the soil. And all of that, we're just in a trial and error period right now. In 5 years, we'll be a lot smarter, but right now there is a lot of trial and error going on.
Gotcha. That's kind of necessary, right? It's part of the research process.
It is.
So,
yeah.
Okay. Anything else, Commissioner Holton?
No, I'm good. Thank you. Thank you for the presentation.
You bet. Well, thank you again. Seeing or hearing nothing else, this meeting is now adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.